But as far as we knew, ChatGPT was a resource. It was a tool that he was using to help himself do homework. What we didn't understand was that it had become his friend. It was helping him fine-tune his experimentation.
Sam's parents showed us his 18-month-long ChatGPT history, including the final pieces of advice version 4.0 gave him on the morning of his death.
Dispensing advice that any doctor could tell you could be lethal. And it didn't tell him that.
In a statement, a spokesperson for OpenAI called Sam's death a heartbreaking situation and said in part, these interactions took place on an earlier version of ChatGPT that is no longer available. ChatGPT is not a substitute for medical or mental health care, and we have continued to strengthen how it responds in sensitive and acute situations.
ChatGPT has launched a new health feature. Does that worry you?
That's absolutely terrifying.
Since Sam Nelson's death nearly a year ago, OpenAI says it's added new safeguards, including a trusted contact feature for adults, allowing users to designate a contact in case their conversations are flagged for self-harm concerns. But Sam's mom emphasized her son was smart. He was close to his friends. He was aware of how ChatGPT worked. But as with all AI, the tech is just constantly changing, just so fast.